Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, if there's a specific topic you'd like to us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, well, connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I also want to mention that you can go through my website for that. Now, I've been still having wacky things happening since my website got hacked 2 weeks ago, and some of the emails are coming through and some are not. So if you email me and I don't get back to you, I'm not ignoring you. Please know that. Another alternative email address I have now set up is getinspiredradio@gmail.com. So if I don't answer either the one and it bounces back, please don't think I'm ignoring you. Just email me at the other address. So the fun of technology. So Christopher, is your technology working there for you okay this week?
Well, I don't know about the whole week, but today it's just splendid.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm working great today. And I love living at this hotel. We need to tell everybody, I say that comment, we need to fill everybody in who maybe has not heard our show before. My husband and I are having a house built, and we're living in the Hilton Hotel for 5 months. Actually, no, it's about 5.5, 6 months. And anytime I have technical challenges, like I did today, I'm so fortunate and so grateful that I can go down to the front desk and all these managers just come and help me. So I had one of those days where they had to help me with making that Gmail work, because that's a whole new setup again, and I don't know. I kind of keep saying that affirmation, technology is my friend.
They probably stand at attention when you come. They probably say, Sue's coming. we got to make sure. Let's take care of her, and they roll out the red carpet.
Well, I was trying to get some of them to do my laundry today, and like they just didn't want to go there, you know. So, but I have to tell you, I had something really nice said to me today, and did it ever make me feel good? I had a man pay me a wonderful comment. He thought I was actually 13 years younger than I am.
I could see that.
That was pretty awesome. But I have a lot of people that email me and comment when they meet me. They ask me, what is my secret to looking so young? So can we take a minute for me to answer that right now before we start the show?
Sure.
Okay. So my secret is I have a lot of fun, as you can hear with Christopher and I. But the thing that shifted for me is that I really, like years ago to now, is that I really have a positive mindset. I eat very, very healthy and exercise daily. Now, when I say exercise, we're so fortunate to be living in this hotel, folks, that I exercise twice a day in our pool, doing about 60 laps each, like morning and night. And then my husband and I walk our dogs for about 2 miles on top of that. That's our exercise every day. And I use, people ask me what I use on my skin, and I'm actually using their Swiss products, and some of you may have heard of them, called Arbonne, and it's a Swiss company, and these products are phenomenal, phenomenal. Something that many people don't know, and Christopher, I don't even think I ever told you this, but I used to have really, really bad acne as a kid. And I would go every weekend for facials for 3 hours at a time, and because the dermatologist couldn't help me. So that's kind of my secret in a nutshell, folks, that, you know, I look after myself, I value myself, I take time for myself for eating properly and exercising, and I'm really proud to say I'm turning 50 very soon. Actually, Christopher, did you mark it on your calendar?
We're yes,
like
I did.
Seven,
I always know that.
We're 7 weeks away, right?
That's right, right in the wonderful month of November.
Well, you know what? We have to tell everyone, like, I might sound like pretty, like, anal about my birthday, but what some people you may not know is that when I was 37, I was given 30 minutes to live in my life. Mm. And I had that near-death experience. And from when having that happen, you know, when I wake up every morning, it is such a gift. So I sound like a big kid, don't I? Every year, like, mark it on your calendar, Christopher. And I tell my kids it's a national holiday.
You know what Joe Cugini says? He does the Thursday morning show here at the radio station. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift, and that's why they call it the present.
Yeah, well, and you know what? That's so true, because to me it really is a really big present for me when I wake up in the morning and I've lived another day. And a lot of times I'll see my kids doing something, and, well, my youngest daughter, look at how when she had her graduation, of course, I'm the mom in the front row crying her eyes out, and I was so proud of her and grateful that I was there. So every time, you know, something big happens, like right now with two weddings with two daughters and a new baby on the way with another daughter, I'm like crying as I'm going through bride books with one and crying as I'm going through seeing the ultrasound pictures of our new grandchild. So, yeah. So,
and they're all happy tears, too, because
they are.
And thankful tears.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. Very, very much thankful. So, yeah, so mark it on your calendar. Y'all can, I say to my family, it's a national holiday. You know, y'all can take my birthday off, but take your birthdays off, too, and celebrate your life and that you're here today. So I want to give some gifts away. Can we do that right now, Christopher?
Always.
Okay.
Speaking of presents.
Okay. So what I want to do is for the first three callers who call in, if you have, you know, problems with your skin, I want to give you a gift. I want to give you the same products that I use on my face that worked miracles. So for the first three people who call in right now to the station, and let me also add in there, you do not have to live in Westerly, Rhode Island. You don't have to go into the station to pick this up. I'm going to mail it to you, okay? So the first three people who phone in, I am going to send you these products because I'm just so grateful for today, and it all ties into what our topic is. So, folks, the number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Number again, folks, anywhere in North America, you can phone and you can win, 1-800-930-2819. And what I will do is I will send these gifts out through the mail to you, and you can be anywhere in North America. When you phone in and talk to Christopher, give me your name and address and your phone number so I can let you know that it's coming. Okay? So just phone in now. Christopher's there waiting by the phone, and I would be more than honored to help you along your journey with your skin conditions. So that's it. So we've got a great show today. And Christopher, you're going to be part of the show again today?
As always, my dear.
Can you tell I had a B12 shot again, too?
No, I can't tell today. I've been able to tell on other days, but you sound actually nice and calm today.
Oh, do I? Oh, see, it's all my working out.
I mean, you're happy, and you know, I'm not saying you're not excited, but you don't sound like you're up on the ceiling like you are sometimes.
Oh, really? I'm working on that. But today, our show is about teaching everyone to learn to love and value yourself and know, folks, that you matter. And our special guest today is Catherine Tall. And I'm really excited about sharing, Catherine, with you and this topic, because you've heard me over the different shows over, gosh, how long have we been together now, Christopher? A year and a half? We've been doing the show that long?
Let's see, it'll be 2 years next May, right? Or next April? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, it's going fast. But, you know, there was a time in my life when I had so many challenges going on. I went through abuse from parents, and then I married a man who was abusive physically, emotionally, and had a girlfriend for 14 of our 16-year marriage. So that really can destroy you. And I had other things happening to me. I didn't love myself. I didn't value myself. I was a people pleaser, and I, honest to God, did not think that I mattered in the world. So when I can bring someone like this to you, I am more than beyond thrilled. Now, before we bring Catherine on, let me tell you a bit about her, though. Catherine Tall is a licensed marriage family therapist, a university educator, a speaker, and a consultant. Now, in her private practice in Los Angeles, she's known for dynamic work with individuals, couples, adolescents, and families. She brings a richness of personal and professional experience with a specific interest in trauma-focused treatment. Now, Catherine's also a published author and a poet, a certified provider of continuing education with the State of California Board of Behavioral Sciences. She has been utilized for her experience on domestic violence on radio and television, and has been presented training and keynote speeches nationally and internationally. Now, today we're going to talk about her new book that's just been released, The New Bold Step, Learning to Love and Value Yourself and Know That You Matter. And we're also going to talk about tools and techniques that you can use personally to, you know, love yourself, value yourself, and know that you matter. And to learn more about Catherine, go to her website, thenextboldstep.com, and call in, ask your questions, okay? Today you can call in and ask Catherine anything that's going on. She's here to help you. That number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So let's bring Catherine on, and then we're going to go to a quick commercial. So, Catherine, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Thank you so much. I'm so delighted to be here with you.
Well, I was saying to you earlier, we could go on and on for hours. So before we get started, let's take a quick commercial break, and then let's get right into talking about it all when we come back.
Perfect.
Sound good? Okay,
yep,
folks,
great.
Stay tuned, get ready, get your paper and pen out, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ. as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Now, my guest today is Catherine Tall, and today we're helping you folks learn to love and value yourself and know that you matter. One of my favorite topics, along with animals. So what I want to do now, Catherine, is just share everyone, how did you get into this? Like, tell us your story.
I'd like to very much. And it's interesting, Sue, you and I actually have a lot in common.
Yeah, we do.
I lived in an abusive marriage myself for nearly 17 years. We were together for 4 years before we got married. Then we were married for 13 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's only been pretty recently that people have even started to identify what makes up abuse. But I didn't realize how badly it had affected me until after I was out. And I don't know if that was your experience, but
yeah,
it certainly was my experience. And I have three kids, and they are all grown now, but I've watched them struggle with the aftermath and how that's shown up in their own lives. And I had to start all over again and completely create a life for myself, because when I left, I had no home, I had no career, I had no money, and I had to leave, because my marriage actually had become life-threatening to me. And the same year that I ended up having to leave my home and my community, my mother died 10 months later, and she had been my champion. And shortly thereafter, and, you know, some of your listeners may have had this experience, but frequently the mother in particular is kind of the glue that holds a family together.
Okay,
and when the mother dies, the whole family falls apart, and that happened in our family, too. So it was a 1-2-3 punch, and my whole life was in ruins around my feet, and I had to start all over again. And I realized as time went by that I didn't feel like I mattered at all to anybody.
And that's where you started the journey. And you know, it's interesting when you say about, you know, having to leave a relationship. What was interesting for me, I was so in denial of, I never expected that, you know, when my husband was never around, that he had a girlfriend. I just didn't see that as anything. Like, I would not be one of those people that had that happen, or so I thought, right? And so what happened, we were seeing a marriage counselor, and he said to me off the records, he says, I'm not supposed to tell you this, and folks, I cannot tell you his name, but he said to me, you don't know what's going on. I said, no. And he kept saying to me, you know, you need to know that you're a very pretty girl. And do you know, I did not see me as a pretty person. I just thought, because I had been abused for so long, that it was all my fault. There had to be all kinds of mistakes with me, you know? So that's really, like, it was a lot of emotional abuse with me, which doesn't show, but it really, I think, is deeper than the physical. Don't you
it is.
Agree?
Absolutely so. And, I mean, yeah. I've interviewed lots and lots of women, and I've done a lot of research. Mm-hmm. And women will always tell you that the emotional abuse is much harder to get over because bruises in time will heal and go away and broken bones can mend.
Right.
But the words and the threats and the insults and the horrible things that get said to you and about you, those really can lodge in your spirit and they can hang around for a long time.
It's true. It's true. And I'm really, you know, I did have done a lot of work on myself. And I, you know, spent some time really going deep within and healing. And years later, I met Mr. Wright. And he is just such a wonderful guy. I'm really, you know, honored to have him as my husband and partner and best friend, you know. So anyone who's going through that, you can have, you know, there is always a... you know, a nice rainbow at the end of the tunnel. I want to share that with everyone. But
there is hope. There
exactly.
absolutely is hope. And
yeah.
that's why I wrote my book, because what I discovered, Sue, was mm-hmm. that people don't talk about being abused.
No, they don't.
And there's mm-hmm. so much shame that goes along with it. And mm-hmm. you look in the mirror and you think to yourself, I can't be one of those people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
nobody wants to talk about it. And mm-hmm. what I found, and it's interesting and cute, you were mentioning how happy you are now and how grateful to be alive
yeah.
when you were introducing the show and you were talking about your daughters getting married and you have
yeah.
a baby being born and all the
yeah.
tears. Well, I cry very, very easily. And, in fact, my daughter got married this summer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I cried constantly. And
well, you can relate
I
then, right?
I completely relate to what you were saying. But mm-hmm. I found that I was starting to make new friends when I had to, you know, first move away. I was slowly, slowly starting to make new friends, and I had yeah. so much trouble trusting people.
Okay.
And no matter, I would just kind of start to talk about myself, and before I'd even said anything, I would start to cry.
Oh, wow.
And no matter where I was, somebody would come up to me afterwards and say, I can't believe you talked about that out loud because mm-hmm. I've been in an abusive relationship or I'm in an abusive relationship right now
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know anybody else mm-hmm. would be in a situation like this. And so that's how it dawned on me over the course of several years that what happens is we feel so ashamed when we do things in our life that don't mm-hmm. end up the way we want them to.
Right.
We
yeah.
feel so ashamed and so embarrassed
yeah.
that we really do begin to feel like we are of no value.
Mm-hmm.
How could I have made such a mistake? That's
mm-hmm.
what runs through the mind. You know, how
yeah,
could
that
I
was
have made
big
such
for me.
A mistake?
Absolutely huge for me. Yeah,
how could I have made a choice like that? Look at what it did to my life. Look
yeah.
at what it did to my kids. What will the neighbors think? What will my family think?
Mm-hmm.
And we do such a number on ourselves that if we had any sense of self-value, we end up often being party to destroying that because we feel so terrible about what we've done with our own lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we do end up really feeling very devalued by life itself sometimes.
Now, let me ask you this, because, you know, we're talking a lot about abuse because you and I have been there and experienced that. What other reasons would you say cause somebody not to love and value themselves?
I think that a lot of things that happen in early life
mm-hmm.
do end up conveying to a person that they just aren't very valuable, and it can be something, like school bullying,
yeah.
which has become a huge topic, and millions of children are bullied in the schoolyard during the early years before they, you know, figure out how to deal with it, or before they're taught how to deal with it. And I don't mean by fighting back, by the way.
No,
I
we
mean
actually
by
did
handling
a segment
it verbally.
Yeah, we did a segment. I guess it's been 2 weeks ago now, wasn't it, Christopher?
I think it was exactly 2 weeks ago, yes.
2 weeks ago. Yeah, we did a huge segment on bullying because it is such a huge thing, you know, now. So.
You often will find, I find in my practice, that mm-hmm. one of the things that creates a real detriment to somebody feeling like they have value in the world
mm-hmm.
is having been mistreated by someone that was important to them at some point in their life.
Okay.
And that can even look like, what if you came from a really big family?
Mm-hmm.
Or not even a really big family. What if there were three kids in your family, mm-hmm. and you were the middle child?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
the oldest yeah. child was always treated specially, and the baby was always treated specially,
mm-hmm.
and somehow you didn't fit in anywhere.
Yeah.
That can cause a sense of really not mattering, because if you feel overlooked and ignored in your own family as a child, how can you possibly believe that anybody in the world cares about you?
Right. And see, I was an only child, and my father told me when I was young they didn't have any more because I was just such a nightmare for them.
Oh,
and I heard that when I was in grade four. And, yeah, that was huge. I can remember walking to school crying after hearing that.
Absolutely. And
you know?
you might be saddened. You might already know this, but I think a lot of people don't realize that parents make comments
mm-hmm.
in their own moments of frustration and
yes.
anger and overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
Parents make comments to children that are so incredibly hurtful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That child remembers that comment for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And frequently, a comment like that has been made more than once.
Yes.
Or similar comments. I
yeah.
have treated people whose parents have called them, you know, you're the child of the devil, or I wish mm-hmm. you had never been born.
Yeah.
Or when you were born, my life was over. And just mm-hmm. horrible, horrible things like that.
Yeah.
Because
and people do remember that.
Yeah, parenting yeah. is the hardest job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting. It's overwhelming. There's
mm-hmm.
no rule book. There's no user's manual.
Mm-hmm.
And people do the very best they can,
mm-hmm.
but generation after generation, mistakes are repeated.
Yep.
And
it's so true.
So,
and I always like to say, and we bring this up on a regular basis on our show, we always say, choose your words carefully. Because they
yes.
can be so powerful in how they affect people. And that's just another example, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, you asked me during the break, would I share some tools and techniques with your
yeah.
listeners? And I would love to, because to me, words are so incredibly important. And I do talk about that in the next Bold Step. I have a chapter where I talk very specifically about communication
mm-hmm.
and some very minor changes that you can make that can shift a relationship so hugely, you would be amazed.
It's true. Now, let me ask you, we're almost at a commercial break again, but what I wanted to ask you is, what would you say is the difference between self-value and self-esteem?
The difference to me, Sue, is
mm-hmm.
that you can feel pretty good about your accomplishments.
Yeah.
You can look at the external person that you present to the world and say, well, I have a pretty decent job, or I live in a pretty decent neighborhood, or I drive a pretty decent car, so I'm doing okay. I feel all right about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But inside,
mm-hmm.
would you really take yourself out to dinner if you
mm-hmm.
could? Would you take yourself to just luxuriate in a bubble bath? Would you take 10 minutes to watch the sunset and be quiet only because it brings you joy?
Mm-hmm. I can say absolutely yes. Years ago, big time no. Big time
exactly.
no. Exactly. Yeah.
And to me, that's the difference between
yeah.
self-value and self-esteem. Self-esteem
okay.
is what we wear on the outside to
mm-hmm.
me. Self-value comes from so much deeper within, and it absolutely lies at the foundation of self-esteem,
okay.
but it goes much, much deeper, and it shows up in all the different ways that we treat ourselves and honor ourselves on a daily basis.
And that shows, absolutely. Let's take a commercial break, because when we come back, I want us to really get into tools of helping people. Sound good?
Great.
Okay, so folks, I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio. We're going to do lots more healing when we come back. Now, if you've got a question you want to ask, call us. We're here to answer and help you. So that number you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back very shortly.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Catherine Tull here with us today, folks, and we are helping you to learn to love and value yourself and know that you matter. Now, in this part of the show, we want to give you lots of tools and techniques to help you to get to that point that both Catherine and I used to be at, but we're not there anymore. So we want to help you to get to where we are. So, Catherine, one thing that happened for me, we're talking how we both went through abuse, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happened for me was I didn't love myself, and I didn't even know that. And I was working with somebody, and he said to me, he wanted me to take this exercise of getting in front of a mirror and say, I love you, Sue. And do you know that I could not do that? It took me 3 weeks of every time I'd go in the bathroom. You know how many times us girls go to bathrooms, right? And I could not say I love you, Sue, for at least 3 weeks. But yeah. Then once I said it, oh, I broke down and crying. And, I mean, now there's no problem at all. I'll get in front of the mirror, and I'm doing this purposely in front of our kids to teach them, you know. And that was one tool that I used. Now, did you ever use that technique?
I did. I actually had somebody do that very technique with me, and I had the same experience that you did, Sue, yeah. And I love that technique.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another one that to me is really an important core part of the self-value piece that I experienced, And that was being able to say, I deserve to be treated with respect.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And I couldn't say that.
Okay.
Because I didn't believe it at all.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even realize that throughout my entire lifetime, from childhood, I really mm-hmm. hadn't been treated with respect. It started so much further, longer ago in my lifetime mm-hmm. than I had been aware of, and I couldn't get the words out of my mouth. So absolutely, being able to look at yourself in the eye, and I want to give the listeners a hint.
Okay.
Sometimes trying to look at yourself in a big mirror is just too overwhelming because it can trigger so much emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So a really helpful thing to do is just get a little compact, like the size that you carry in your purse,
mm-hmm.
so that maybe you just look at one eye.
Okay.
You can even just hold the mirror off to one side and just start by looking at yourself in one eye.
Good point.
To talk to yourself just on the one side first and allow yourself to take baby steps. That's the other thing is sometimes we feel very inspired and we get really motivated. Like, of course, one of the techniques, and you mentioned this earlier in your own life, is about taking better care of your health through your diet and through your exercise, and also, by the way, through your sleep, which is so crucial to being able to feel good in your
mm-hmm.
day. And so I just totally lost my train of thought.
How valuing ourselves, you know, like for me, I have no problem when someone says, will you do this? And I say no, because I make a point of getting the exercise in, make a point of eating properly, because it's all about, like, if we have to choose it, and if we don't choose it for ourselves, no one else is going to.
That's right. And
right?
I thank you. I remembered what I was wanting to say, and that was about taking baby steps.
Yes.
We can set ourselves up for self-sabotage and mm-hmm. failure really easily when we get very inspired and very motivated and we say, okay, I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm going to tell myself I love myself 25 times a day starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then
good luck with that.
The first time you try,
yeah.
and it's hard, and you can't succeed at this huge goal that you set for yourself, then you end up feeling defeated and like a mm-hmm. failure all over again, and you quit before you've even really begun.
Yeah.
So a very important technique to me, Sue, is that you take baby steps.
Good point.
You
don't point.
Have to climb the whole mountain the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to pick one thing, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do everything all at mm-hmm. one time. Maybe what you want to do, for example, a lot of us take in way too much sugar.
Yeah,
not just sugar in our coffee or sugar in our tea, but sugar in all the processed foods that we eat.
That's me.
I was waiting for somebody to add in there. So thank you for bringing that up, Catherine.
So
thank
maybe
you, for knowledge.
You know, maybe in fact, this summer, as my daughter's wedding was approaching, I wanted to drop a few pounds, and one of the things that I cut out was a teaspoon of sugar in my morning coffee.
Okay.
And instead, I bought some stevia extract, which is a plant extract. It's it's not an artificial sweetener. It's a natural alternative to sugar. And even though it doesn't taste exactly alike, even though the marketers say that it does, that was just one baby step that I could take toward my goal of trying to drop 10 pounds before my daughter's wedding.
Good for you.
It wasn't the only thing I had to do, but it was a baby step. And in doing that, you know, in the morning when I would have my cup of coffee, then I wouldn't feel like I couldn't do anything else because it was so awful.
Well, and you know, one thing when you're saying taking baby steps, for me, I had Crohn's disease at one point in my life. It is actually healed completely now. And one of the things I had to prove to myself, so here I'm in my head thinking, okay, the disease is healed, but my mind wasn't healed. Physically I was, but not emotionally.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I kept thinking, I can't do this because of this. And then it would go back to the thinking, well, my ex said I was stupid and couldn't do this.
Yeah.
And so I held myself back. So then it was like, no, okay, enough is enough. And I was really fortunate. I worked with a personal trainer, and he really kicked my butt. And some days it wasn't even in a loving way. And he would say to me, okay, Sue, what are you going to do new this week? And what he was doing was getting me to pick something new so I could prove to myself I could do things, right? And so
Perfect.
We have kept this up as a family, and we now have a 6-year-old grandson and another one on the way, but
oh,
we
my
do goodness. This with the kids as well. What are you trying new this week, this month, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was huge for me, and we still continue this, like I said. So that was baby steps for me that turned into bigger things. You know, now I started off going down the driveway for a walk, and now in November we're going on our first Caribbean cruise.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I am so glad that you used that example, because that's exactly what I would categorize mm-hmm. as the next bold step.
Yeah.
When I use that phrase, it doesn't mean go out and start your own company necessarily.
No, absolutely not. No.
It just means challenging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
However big or small that is,
mm-hmm.
whether it's my 1 teaspoon of sugar in the morning, or Christopher, maybe for you it's, you know, not
hey, Christopher. Let's ask Christopher, what is that for you, my friend?
You know that old song, sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. That's me.
Or maybe it's just starting by walking down to the end of the driveway and walking back to the front door.
Yeah.
When we say to ourselves, okay, I'm going to push outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And there is no right or wrong about how big that has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Your comfort zone is your comfort zone. And when you choose something that is outside of that for you,
mm-hmm.
you are taking a bold step, and every single time you do that, you are adding to your sense of self-value.
Well, and you know, saying that too, Catherine, one of the things that I did was when my kids and I were picking new things to try, we did rollerblading. And I was a gold medalist figure skater, so I thought, it's not that different. How different could it be, right? And I got these skates on, and I'm going so proud of myself, right? And I fell flat on my butt, and I had shorts on, not a good thing to do. And I was all scraped up in that. I'm killing myself laughing. My kids are laughing. But I was so proud of myself because I did that. And I always say, you know, I was such a winner because I did it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But not only that, every time the season turns to spring and we see someone out, whether it's outside or on TV, my kids always bring up that memory. So we created a happy memory from that experience as well.
Yes.
You know, which is a good thing when, as you know, a woman with her children, you've had, you know, the tragedy of going through abuse and these different things. So when you can create new memories, that's been one of the good positives for us, you know, from that.
And that's a wonderful point, too, because when there are kids involved, and, you know, I bet that a lot of your listeners do have children, or there are children in their lives, maybe it's a niece or a nephew or even the neighbor's kids, or maybe children that they teach at Sunday school or at regular school, when you can share a moment with a child that brings a smile to both of your faces, that's a really bold step, too.
Right, and that's
because
what we
a lot
really
of us.
On.
I'm sorry.
That's what we really worked on doing.
Is having fun and
yeah.
finding a way to smile. It makes such a difference. A lot of us go through our day, and I have to say, I can still be guilty of this. I'm in a very serious profession, and I work with people on a very deep, heart open level all day long, and I can fall into the sketchy area of taking life too seriously.
Okay.
And we may walk through the day and forget to smile about something.
You got to come up to Canada and join me in my hotel, girl. On that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to come back with lots more for you. I'm Sue London, and we got Catherine Tull here, and we are helping you to learn to love and value yourself and know what matters. Know that you matter. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Now, today we've been talking to Catherine Tall about loving and valuing yourself and knowing that you mattered. Now, earlier I talked with, I mentioned that Catherine has a new book. It's called The Next Bold Step. So, Catherine, let's talk about that now. Tell us, you wrote your book, you went through, abuse yourself and that. Were there other reasons why you wrote the book? Other than it was probably pretty healing for yourself, right?
It was very, very healing, and when I first started writing the book, it was very much more just about my own story, because as you know personally, and people can imagine, when you've been through trauma, you really need an opportunity to talk about it and share your story. But the more I kept writing about it and talking about it, what I found is that so many people feel like they don't matter, and it shows up with the way they allow people to talk to them, and the way their boss talks to them, or the way their spouse talks to them, or their parent, or their child, or their neighbor. And I found myself listening to other people's conversations, and I felt that, you know, a lot of people were being wounded by the way others communicate. And I just started talking to people and asking them, you know, how much do you feel like you really matter? And most people, and this was not in my therapy practice necessarily, this was just people in groups and social events and things, most of the people I talked to said, you know, I don't really think I matter very much to people. Like, I think that, you know, my husband appreciates me because I make dinner at night, or my wife appreciates me because I bring home a paycheck, or my parent appreciates me because I pick up their laundry since they can't do that anymore. But people don't really feel valued for who they are. And I started taking a look at myself and asking myself that question. And so what I did was I incorporated my clinical training and my clinical preparation to become a marriage and family therapist, because I started in psychology back before there were leaves on the trees when I was a very young woman. My kids used to tell me that when I went to college, there wasn't even dirt on the earth yet. But it's not quite that bad. But I initially started in psychology quite a while ago in the 1970s, and then I took a long detour. I got married very young. I had my first child young. I got a divorce. I got remarried. I had more children. And I did not actually start my advanced clinical training until I was in my 40s. And at that point, I had all of my life experience that had informed me about my own feelings. And I incorporated my clinical training, and I started taking a look at how do we really figure out whether we matter to anybody or not. So the reason that I wrote The Next Bold Step, Sue, is because since so many people feel like they don't matter, and if you ask, if you know what questions to ask them, they'll actually be able to share that with you, and people don't like sharing that they feel that way. They feel pretty embarrassed about it. So I developed a series of exercises that help you begin to unpack how did I develop this belief I have about whether I have any value in the world?
And can I add to it? Folks, it's really a good book. And I like it, how you do break down those exercises and give room in the book for people to journal.
Thank you.
To do the processes.
Yeah. Journaling has been so important for me, and mm-hmm. it's a technique that I use with my clients all the time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure that readers would have the opportunity right there with the book to be able to initially jot down notes. And one of my goals is to also make a matching journal so that you have more room than just the space that's in the book. But it really takes you on a personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
And what some of my readers are doing, because I work with people by telephone as well, is they're actually buying the book and they're starting the process, and then they're calling me and saying,
"Help,
Catherine, I want to do more of this. Can I work with you by telephone?"
Now, and so that was another question I wanted to ask you was, how do the listeners contact you? Through your website?
They can email me through my website, and so they just email Catherine at nextboldstep.com.
Okay.
And it's Katherine, and then at nextboldstep.com. And they can also call me on my office number, which I'm happy to share with you.
Okay.
And that is 310-920-9480.
Okay.
And I would be so happy to hear from your listeners.
Can you share that information one more time?
Sure. So it's Katherine, Katherine, at nextboldstep.com, or 310-920-9480.
Now, is your book on your website? Is that where you want them
to? The book is available on the website, and if you order it through the website, I'll be happy to autograph it or personalize it. It's also on Amazon.com and BarnesNoble.com.
Okay, great. Now, what is a tool that you can share in a minute, no pressure, that people can hang up and use, other than we're talking about looking in the mirror saying, "I love you"? What is one more thing that you can share?
Pick one thing that you are going to do this week to treat yourself like a prince or princess.
Nice.
Just one thing. It can be free. It doesn't have to cost any money.
Mm-hmm.
It can be picking a rose, watching the sunset, taking a bath, taking a bike ride, eating a special chocolate. Please pick one thing that you will commit to doing this week to treating yourself like you are the most important person in the world, because you are.
That's fantastic. And one thing that I'd like to add to that, that was a real lesson for me, it was another tool that I did. When people would come up and pay a compliment to me, I always would pay a compliment back because I felt I didn't deserve a compliment on my own. And so I would just, I had to learn to say, "Thank you. Thank you. I accept your compliment," you know? So that was something else that I really worked on. That's something else that all of you, you know, might be a people pleaser or have a hard time accepting, you know, recognition or, you know, acknowledgement or nice compliments. So just simply say thank you. That's another thing that you can do. I think we've got about, a couple minutes left. Christopher, did you have anything you wanted to add or ask or share?
Well, you know what?
I've just been,
I know I'm saying darn, I didn't get to say anything, but you know what? I have just been taking it all in today, and it's been very helpful to me, and basically you've been saying everything that I probably would have asked, and then some, you know, especially
so
talking about... Yeah.
Let's ask you, what can you commit to doing one thing this week for yourself to treat yourself like you're the most important person that there is?
I have so many things to do this weekend. I don't know. I mean, what I would like to do is to be able to delegate and say, "Here, everybody else do it." But, you know, I can't do that.
Why? Well, maybe you can delegate one thing.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
I'll watch for your email to acknowledge for acknowledgement on that one, my friend.
You said the E word, but okay.
Okay, yeah. Phone me, okay? Or text me. We can text each other.
There you go.
On that note, guys, it has been wonderful, Catherine, having you here. We're going to have you back because there's so many things you and I could talk about together and share together. And you are such an inspiration. And thank you for going along your journey and healing and helping others. You're an amazing girl.
Thank you, Sue. And I would love to join you again. It's been a tremendous pleasure.
Well, thank you. And folks, make sure you check this girl out at her website, thenextboldstep.com. Get her book. She's there. It's wonderful. I want to thank my special guest today, Catherine Tull, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And next week, our guest is Maria Simone. And next week, you're going to learn how to change your thinking so that you can start attracting abundance. So this is kind of, you know, we're going more about what your thoughts and self-esteem and all the whole work about valuing and knowing that you deserve it. So check that show out. And we're at the end of the show now, unfortunately. But on behalf of my amazing guest, Catherine Tull, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. And I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Now have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.